Welcome to the Wildly Confident Podcast, where we discuss all the ways to help you get more confident, make more money, and get the results you want in your life stat. I'm Katherine Weisner, your host. I'm a certified life coach through the Life Coach School and the creatrix of my own multi-million dollar business. Hey, y'all, so glad you're back this week for about 10 to 15 minutes of some really positive, juicy stuff I'm going to be sharing with you today to hopefully make your day a little bit brighter, a little bit sunnier. And this does not mean that we are going to bypass negative emotions. You've heard me talk about it before, but a really useful mindset trick I use is called the 50-50 tool. So life is always 50-50, okay? We're going to have 50% negative emotions and 50% positive emotions. Like 50% of the things that happen to us, we might not be too thrilled about them in the moment. 50%, we're going to be thrilled. Okay. So there's always this 50-50 in life. And let me tell you why this is such a wonderful mindset tool before I start talking about just practices of joy, which is really what this podcast is about today. It's about bringing a little bit more joy, happiness, gratitude to your day every day. But the reason why this 50-50 concept I think is so important is sometimes I think judgment, at least for women, like self-judgment, might be our number one detriment, number one thing that stops us from getting what we want in life and just enjoying these beautiful days we have here on earth. And we get stuck in judgment because we're feeling things we don't want to feel. And we're sitting there and we're also creating more negative emotions when we're in judgment. Judgment literally stops us from moving forward and like processing and moving those negative emotions out. And negative emotions are a gift, right? They're here to tell us what's not really working and they keep us on our path, right? We don't really know the complete path that we're supposed to be on. And so we're always testing things out. We're always trying things out every day. And our negative emotions hop in and they're like, hey, maybe we need to like backtrack a little bit or like take a left turn instead, right? But when we get stuck in self-judgment, we get caught on our path and we don't actually make any movement. And so the concept of the fact, the idea that we have 50% negative, 50% positive emotions in life, when I have a negative emotion, I don't sit there and judge it. I don't sit there and say, how did I F up? Why am I, you know, what did I do to create this? What's wrong with me, right? You know, there is a time and place for contemplation, y'all. Okay. It doesn't have to be your whole life. Like your whole day is like contemplation, or every time you have a negative emotion, you're like, what did I do wrong? Right. Set aside time for contemplation every day. I think the morning pages from Julia Cameron's really helpful. So just like dumping out your brain for 3 days or for three days. Oh my gosh, guys, don't journal for 3 days. Okay. But dumping out, you know, all of the thoughts you have in your head, all of the judgment of yourself, all of the judgment you might have of other people, dumping those out, you know, once a day can be really helpful. I like writing mine out because I like the physical process of, you know, my hand moving, but you can also type it out. I think it's important to actually get it out of your head. So don't just do it in your head. Take it and like literally put it someplace else and get it out of your head. There's something about these rituals, right? The ritual almost being this idea of like our internal selves communicating with the external world and transforming both of us. This is a ritual, morning pages. It could be a ritual to type up this every day. I have a lot of rituals in my life, and I'm actually going to be doing more ritual talk on this podcast as I wrap up the second season of it and into the third. I've been doing a lot more rituals with my clients, just sending them home from sessions with ritual work. And I'm finding it to be such a powerful way of transforming and transmuting our internal energies into something external that is helpful for everybody. And that's what morning pages is. So if you're looking just for a small ritual to stop with the self-judgment or stop worrying what you need to fix. Sometimes like some of my clients are so dedicated to just having a better life, living their best life, wanting to always be trying to think of like expanding or just making themselves like the best person they can be. you know, y'all, you already are the best person you can be. Spoiler alert. But it doesn't mean that we're not trying to maybe reach like transcendence or more lightness or more joy in our life or more wholeness or more oneness. You know, you already are whole, but you want to feel whole, right? And there's a journey for that. And so a lot of my clients, they come to me seeking these shifts or changes in their life, and they sit and they think, like anytime they have a negative emotion, or often they have a negative emotion, they're like, what's wrong with me? What did I do? What do I need to change? And what I'm offering you as part of this podcast is stop freaking worrying about it so many times during the day. Just set aside a single time to journal about what's going on, what are your emotions for the day, what's happening, right? And just dump it out during that time and have that be that sacred space for you to do that. Okay, so when a negative emotion shows up during the day, you don't have to stop there in self-judgment and wonder what's going on. You already had space for that. You had time to process that. And absolutely during that processing time, you can decide to make a shift in your life, right? But when we get stuck in these negative emotions in the middle of the day and we're judging ourselves and we're wondering what we need to do, it stops us from doing, you know, moving forward in our life. So this is what I want you to do instead. When you get stuck in these negative emotions in the middle of the day, I want you first to recognize, just first say to yourself, this little mindset trick, okay? Life is 50-50. I'm sometimes going to feel a negative emotion. That's just normal. There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, it's a good thing, because that's telling me I'm a little bit off my path, right? I'm actually like stepped into some poison ivy or or like that thorn bush or that little bush that attaches all its seeds to you. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Oh my gosh. You guys, I stepped in one of those during a photo shoot in this like amazing vintage gunny sack dress. It was a travesty. I must have like had like 150 of those little brambly seeds on me. Anyway, I'd like you to think of your emotions that way. Sometimes we step into the brambly seed bush, right? And like universe is just telling us wrong direction. What's another way to go? We don't have to get caught up in why the brambly seed bush thing happened to us. We don't have to sit there and wonder what we did wrong. We don't just stop there in the brambly seed bush and not move forward, right? What we need to do is we just need to drop it, recognize that sometimes we're going to step in brambly seed bushes. Sometimes we're going to step in dog poop, right? I've done that. Sometimes a bird's going to poop on us. That's happened to me once. Sometimes, oh my gosh, just sometimes these things are going to happen on our path and we don't need to wonder why. Wonder why during your morning pages, wonder why when you're dumping your brain out during that sacred ritual once a day. Don't wonder when it's happening. Instead, walk the other direction. Walk in the direction that looks good. Walk in the direction of desire. Walk in the direction of joy. And don't get caught up in it, because life is 50-50. You're going to step in dog poop. It's just occasionally what's going to happen. And we don't have to wonder what we did wrong to step in dog poop. There's nothing wrong with you. We don't have to sit in self-judgment. The next step there would be to clean the shoe off, friends, okay? And don't walk in that direction, you know? Don't walk in more dog poop, right? I think we can avoid pain. I think we think we can avoid pain. And you just can't. And that's why you get stuck in the self-judgment. Pain is going to happen in life just because of the lens we, you know, personally have internally. We each have our own lens, our each way of seeing the world. And some things that are painful for you when it happens won't be painful to somebody else, right? I think like the dog poop thing is like perfect. Some people are going to step in dog poop and lose their mind. Other people are going to just laugh about it, right? And it's just because of the lens that we see the world through, right? So there's really no negative situations out there. Well, there might be a few like universal negative situations. I'm not going to list them right now, but yeah, I mean, just things that are universally that I don't, well, that's probably not true. I think like even the worst thing that you could imagine right now, someone would probably find like happiness in that or some sort of joy in it. So there's probably nothing that's universally negative. But again, this mindset trick is really helpful. Like, recognize that it's just 50-50 and that other people don't think stepping in dog poop's that bad. In fact, they find it humorous. And again, like, if you hadn't stopped in the dog poop, you could have walked even further on that path and you might have like walked into a hornet's nest and gotten stung all over, right? Like, the dog poop is like super helpful to get you back on the right course. I'd like you to think of your negative emotions that way. And this is how we can turn that negative emotion into joy. Okay. This podcast is about adding a little bit more joy to your day. And I'm actually going to share a practice, a ritual for adding joy in a moment. But so often, even me, right, I get sucked into my negative emotions and I'm wondering why something happened to me, or I'm irritated that I'm feeling negative. I'm irritated, I'm in a bad mood. Stop the self-judgment. Stop standing in the dog poop and move on. That's not the course you're supposed to be on. Take a moment and be like, which way should I go now? Ah, okay, I'm going to walk over there towards that fresh raspberry bush. Yum, right? Okay, think about this with your life, right? Think about your day. Think about how things are going. Y'all, I had to do my taxes, my 2021 taxes. That tells you I'm the person who always files like at the extension time. Like, I'm the October, either, you know, the whatever, the October 15th filer. But I had to get everything ready for my CPA. And boy, was I in a negative place about it. I can't tell you, like, I had so many negative emotions about having to do it. And because I was stuck in my negative emotions about it, it stopped me from actually getting it done, right? It took me longer to do it in the beginning. I was like resisting it, right? I was feeling negative emotions just thinking about the fact that I had to do it for hours beforehand. It just felt so much worse than it could have been. I went through the process of finally doing it, and it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad at all. It only took me like 4 hours to get everything together. And when it was all done, I felt so good. Okay. So in hindsight, what I was thinking about was like, how could I make this experience of doing taxes better? And, you know, this is what I was journaling about in my morning pages, but I'll share it with you guys. It was just that I need to come from a place of, this is 50-50. This is that 50% part of life that isn't that joyous for me, right? Some people love doing taxes, right? People have like careers where all they do is taxes all day. Anyway, and the funny thing is, I don't mind doing someone else's taxes, right? This is how we know it's my stuff. It's my lens, right? I really don't want to do my taxes because I don't want to find out if I owe the IRS a bunch of money. That's really what it's about. Because in the past, I have, but it was only because my business was doing so well, right? So, I mean, but it's just like kind of like, ugh, like the, when you get the tax bill, it just kind of feels like, ugh, if anyone knows what I'm talking about, right? But at the same time, we can say, well, wow, I made a bunch of money. Like, what a wonderful business I have, or what a wonderful career I have, and like be really joyous for making the money too, right? You know, I joke, but like, you know, a big tax bill is a good thing in a lot of ways. But, you know, I mean, obviously we always want to save money on taxes. And like, that's why, you know, I have a CPA to help me with any tax savings and just long-term tax preparation and savings I can do just to be smarter about it. I totally advocate for that. But y'all, if I had walked into this tax situation a few days ago and said to myself, well, this is that, instead of like sitting with the negative emotions for like half the day and resisting it and being super irritable and it ruining kind of like half my day, I could have just been like, yep, this is the negative emotion of taxes, and just like just went and got it done, or recognized that life is 50-50 and not like sat in that negative emotion, like shifted my energy. Right, I just kept thinking about how I didn't want to do it. Do you have anything in your life like this? I know for like clients, definitely taxes is one of those things. Anything accounting related, anything like financial review stuff, people cringe at. They don't want to, you know, we all have our own stories, y'all. Like, I mean, you're going to have your reasons why you don't like it. I just shared with you my reasons I don't like doing taxes is because in the past, I've had some large tax bills that I guess I should have been expecting, but, and it just felt like a gut punch when I got the bill, but I paid it, I moved on, right? I survived. I'm here recording this podcast today. I spent that money. I celebrated it's good making a bunch of money too, right? But we owe taxes as well. But yeah, I could have done my 3 pages of journaling about how irritated I was about doing my taxes, and then shifted my energy, like set a time to do my taxes out, just said I'm going to do them at 2 o'clock today, and then shifted my energy instead of sitting in the dog poop for 4 hours. And if I'd shifted my energy, I might have had a lot more joy during the day. So that's what this podcast is about, is adding more joy to your day and really not getting stuck in the dog poop of life, in your negative emotions. And really the dog poop is like the self-judgment part when we get stuck in it. So not getting stuck in self-judgment. And let me share with you my practice for joy. You know, I was out on my morning walk this morning. It's such a beautiful summer here in Denver. And I am just loving the hell out of the summer, and I'm so grateful for it. And if you don't know, y'all, I am summer obsessed. I look forward to this season all year long. And I just like really do it up. I really try to really mesh in, like just melt in to summer and enjoy and live every single day of the summer to my fullest. Doesn't mean that I don't still enjoy the winter, but boy, do I love a summer. Do I love a summer? I love listening to birds. I love laying in the grass. I love smelling all the flowers and the trees, and I love breathing in the air. Ugh. Can you guys feel this energy right now? This joy for something? Here's your joyful ritual practice that I'm going to be sharing with you to add some more joy. What is it that you freaking love the hell out of? What is it? For me, I just listed summer. I mean, my kids for sure are another thing. And like, I'm constantly moving in the direction of how do I want to engage with them in a way that just feels just amazing, delicious, so much joy. And that's how I feel about summer, right? There's an intentionality piece to this, is what I want to say. You know, yes, you know, we can walk around and bump into joy, but we can also intentionally add more joy to our life. Okay. And one of the ways of doing that is the practice I mentioned before, the 50-50, don't get stuck in the self-judgment and the poop of your life. Like, shift back into a state of desire and joy. You don't need to worry why something happened to you. Drop it like it's hot and move in the direction of joy. Move in the direction of desire. So what is it for you? I want you to sit there and think about it. Some other things that are like pure joy for me. I mean, food, like just food, y'all, like so many different types of food. I have been really enjoying desserts lately. I have been having all sorts of fabulous desserts, and I'm just really eating them slowly. I'm having so much fun enjoying desserts, enjoying life, and getting into that state of joy and expansion in my body and being intentional about it, right? Yes, I run into desserts all the time. Like, they're on my path, right? Because I'm desiring them right now. But I don't always desire desserts. I'm like in a season of my life of desserts. And I'm just enjoying that, right? But I'm also being a little intentional about it. I'm loving doing this. I'm eating less for, you know, I'm eating my lunch, but I'm not like stuffing myself, and I'm saving room for dessert. And I'm sure many of you who have hung out with me know that I've always been a giant dessert fan, but I have really been taking it to the next level this summer and just finding so much joy in that. Can you hear to my voice, like how much fun I'm having? And then it's not emotional eating, you guys. You guys don't have to sit here and be like, why am I eating all this dessert? Why? No, it's just what I feel like doing right now. The thing is that I know it won't last forever, and I'm not afraid it will. And I'm not afraid of what the dessert's doing to my body or anything. It's just bringing me joy. And I know it's not energetically because I need to do it because I'm feeling crappy in my life or anything. It's just pure joy right now. I'm tapping into what is bringing me joy right now and making sure that I'm doing those things every day, making sure I'm being intentional about living into my joy So if you were to pick out one or two things that just were like hot dog, like, you know, beautiful joy that you're feeling, right, over something. I gave you two examples for my life, but summer and desserts. Do you have something for you that's just like, and my kids too. Oh my gosh, hanging out with my kids. Like, we've just been having so much fun cooking at night together and playing board games and doing arts and crafts projects and going for long walks and getting ice cream. Look, like it's a triple combination, like summer, ice cream, hanging out with my kids, right? Like all three things, like mega joy energy. But be freaking intentional about the things that bring you joy and make sure you're including them in your day. And enjoy them, right? If you're starting to feel guilty about it, I know some people, because we're women, might feel guilty about eating multiple desserts every day. In fact, I have chocolate right here. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to eat some in a moment because it just sounds like so much fun. Anyway, but yeah, having fun and having more joy in your life is absolutely something worth putting your energy and attention into. I think, you guys, we are here on this earth for a limited time, and no one really knows the purpose of life or the meaning of life. We all have our own meanings, you know, but I certainly think that when we are following our desires and our joy, we are living a very expansive life. And it's my belief, you know, that is the key to your path. Is moving into joy, moving into desire. Doesn't mean that negative emotions aren't going to happen, right? We don't know our path, so we have to stay attuned to negative emotions and being like, yep, wrong direction there. I got to shift over here, right? Thank you, negative emotion. I'm not going to make you mean anything negative about me, and I'm not going to get stuck in you, but I'm going to keep moving towards summer. I'm going to keep moving towards desserts. I'm going to keep moving towards hanging out with my kids. I'm going to keep moving towards my clients. My gosh, do I love my clients. Like, I love this work I do. I got into it because I loved it so much, right? Like, this is how you live a life of passion and you live a life of purpose, I think, and meaning is you follow your desires because that's the path meant for you. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast of adding a little bit more joy to your day. Just tap into what feels joyful to you. I can tell you, like, just from my experience, when I'm not in judgment around something, like things come and go in my life. It's really interesting to me. Like I might be out of joy on dessert. Like it might just not be a thing of joy for me anymore. Actually, I know that will happen one day. I know it will happen. It will be something else, right? I went through like a whole salad thing this spring where I was like obsessed with this one salad and I made it like every day because it brought me so much joy. And then one day it did it. And I haven't even had it since then. But I know this is like the rhythm of my life. Like I go through phases like this. Much like seasons, right? And so I don't worry about like being overly decadent with it, right? I don't worry about, oh, maybe it's too much. And so I'm just like, I'm going to wade the F into this stuff. I'm going to bathe in it. I am going to lather myself in this experience and desire and joy I have right now and really, really enjoy it. Guys, this is different than addiction, though. I just want to be clear on that. I'm not addicted to desserts. I could quit at any given time, right? Like, so if don't use this analogy as for something that you're addicted to, okay? If you have an addiction, please go seek help for your addiction, right? This is something that I'm talking about is like pure joy and desire that is a seasonal thing that we're not using as a crutch. We're not using to mask our emotions. We're not using to feel better. Right? We're just doing it because it's the desire we have and we're following the desire in our bodies and our hearts and we're not hurting ourselves and we're not hurting anybody else. Right? So anyway, have fun with us, y'all. And I hope you're enjoying your summer. Bye. I am so glad you joined us this week. And as a reminder, this podcast is for general informational purposes only. Please use your guidance and judgment when making any sort of changes to your life that are best for you. Thanks so much.